here with former Broncos great Terrell Davis, now with NFL Network. And TD, something that you did as a player was come back and repeat as Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about doing that?
Oh, there's just so many hard things about it. Let's just say one, from a, you know, a preparation and plan every game, it's not like teams play you lightly when they play you if you don't have a championship, but there's something about that, having that tag, that every week seems to be a playoff game. You know, even teams that you can kind of look at your calendar and say, all right, that's a win. Those teams are going to test you. So we didn't have any games where we felt like it was an easy win as opposed to the year that we were trying to win our first championship. So that's one. I think the second thing is the team is different. You know, so things don't come as automatically. You know, you have to try to figure out the identity of the new team. And so that's a little different. I just think that the fact that the odds or don't necessarily go in your favor when you are trying to win it for the second time. And, you know, you get a taste of what it feels like, and so you want to get back there. But it's just grueling, man. It's just a grueling trip trying to get back there. It's just two different mountains you're climbing. You climb one big mountain, but now you got to climb Mount Everest, which is the you know, the highest peak in the world. So those things are just very difficult. And the injury, then I mean, there's luck that's involved. You got to have luck. You got to be injury free. All those things have to work, and the timing of them have to work out. So it's not automatic. That's why it's tough for teams to do it.
When you see these guys out here, do you see that hunger, that drive that it takes to repeat?
Well, what I see is guys just focusing on the moment, because you can't win a Super Bowl in August. You know, the Super Bowls are won throughout the season. You can prepare right now, but the most important thing is you got to focus on the here and the now. You know, prepare yourself for game one. Worry about the Carolina Panthers. You get past that game, you worry about the next game. And that's really a focus. It's not looking down the road saying, okay, yeah, we'll finish 12-4 or 13-3 or whatever the case may be. It's every day you're grinding for later on, but it's got to be in the moment. That's the most important thing. Teams get too many teams get far ahead where they've already penciled themselves in the postseason or winning home field advantage, which is a mistake.
Everybody wants to know what's going on with the quarterbacks out here. Mark Sanchez, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch. How do you see this thing playing out?
Well, I'm just a guy. I just don't have any I have no inside information. But if I were to make my guess, Mark Sanchez will be the starter opening day unless there's something a catastrophic happens. He's got the experience, and I think what they like is the guy's played in two AFC championship games. He's got some, you know, he's got a bit of a, you know, confidence about him that you like. Although, listen, he turns the ball over. Everybody knows that. That's no secret. But I think those things are something that can be worked out of him. You know, in terms of surrounding him with a defense, a good running game, letting him know that you don't have to try to win this game on your own. You have support here. And then take shots when shots need to be made. That's really the most important thing for Mark. But I think Mark would be the guy. The other two guys behind him, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, those guys seem to have, you know, quarterback acumen. They seem to be like guys who in this league at some point would be quarterbacks. But maybe, you know, maybe the time for them is not right now.
Last one for me. I know you don't want to look too far down the road, but the rest of this division got a lot better.
Yeah.
What do you think about how the rest of the AFC West?
Well, you start with Oakland. They seem to be taking good steps. You like what Reggie McKenzie's doing over there, Jack Del Rio. You know, he's certainly putting together a defense with Ken Norton as the defensive coordinator. The pieces they've got, Khalil Mack, they got, you know, Urban that they got from Seattle. So they're bringing pieces over there. Offensively, you got Carr, you got Amari Cooper. They've got weapons. Now, for them, I think it's just a confidence thing. Like, they've got to start winning the big games. Too many games last year I watched where they were down the stretch, they had the game won, but they let it slip. So, the only way you get better, the only way you can start building confidence in yourself is you got to, those moments you have to start doing it. Once they do that, they could be a pretty good squad, but, I think San Diego this year, I'm not sure if they can take a step forward. I know Ken Whitsunhunt going back as their offensive coordinator, you know, their offensive line last year was decimated by injuries. They got to get better there. So in Kansas City, they're always going to be a team that's going to be in a conversation. You know, last year they ran off, I believe, 10 or 11 straight games. So they started slow, picked up at the end of the season. So I always look at any team in our division when I play as a threat. As a threat. No matter who they are, they were a threat to us. So we had to take all those teams, with, you know, take them as being you know, very serious in trying to dethrone us or, you know, winning that AFC title. So yeah, I mean, but I still think Denver at this point until something else happens, man. I still think Denver's is the team to beat.
They're gonna make it six in a row.
Yeah. AFC West titles. Yes, I certainly. Yeah. Yes, I would say yes.
All right, we like to hear that. Thanks, TD. Always good talking with you, man.
Thanks. All right.